College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling sick? It's okay. You got PTO.
Forgot to pay a bill and ruined your credit?
Well, it's only up from here.
The wifey filed for divorce? Damn, son.
I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, 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 it's a Monday morning and we kick off the show with Little Victories. There's only one catch this morning. Even though I'm happy to be at work and healthy, DZ is not healthy. So I brought a very special guest with me.
Good. Your favorite little troublemaker.
Hi.
What did you call yourself, Hudson?
Your favorite little troublemaker.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. My little victory is I have a child that I can bring to work with me to help me do the show without having to pay him. Well, that's a lie. I got you a muffin and a sandwich from Quick Trip on the way. Don't tell your brother.
Yeah.
What's your little victory, Hudson? Because you don't know about this segment yet. We started this segment, DZ and I. It's a positive spin on the day. It's something short and sweet that you want to be positive about to start your day.
Did you just say short and sweet?
I sure did. What's your little victory? Why do you bring up that I said short and sweet?
Sabrina won a Grammy.
Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes.
Is that your little victory?
I mean, I guess.
I think it's a great little victory. It's true. Last night at the Grammys, Sabrina Carpenter won for Short and Sweet, which is the name of her album. And she wasn't the only one. There were a lot of big shockers last night. And you and I are very into music. So we're going to talk about those this morning. Yeah. We're going to talk about Beyonce winning Best Country Album. What?
Yeah.
Lots to discuss on the show today. So thanks for joining me until you have to go to school, Hudson.
Aw.
Ah, love you.
Love you too.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Ali and DZ. Good morning, Hudson.
Good morning.
So it is Ali and DZ on a Monday morning. And, you know, I woke up to a bunch of texts from Uncle DZ. And he is basically got no voice this morning. Can you believe that? So
no.
he's got no voice this morning. And do you know what he was doing the whole time that he was texting me?
What?
He was sending me voice notes where he was like, "Hey fam, I know I don't have," and I was like, "Stop talking, you lunatic." So DZ, pretty much I forced him to stay home. I told him to go back to the doctor and we're going to wish him the best and that he starts to feel better. Cause you know, he's been sick for like a week now, and I shouldn't say sick. I should say his ears been hurting. He's been struggling with his throat, and now finally he lost his voice. So I know, stinks, right?
Yeah.
But actually, I woke you up bright and early, Hudson.
Yes.
And I said, 5 a.m. 5 a.m. And I said, "You want to come to work with mom until you got to go to school and be on the air with me?"
Yeah. And then I was like, yes.
Well, I'm excited you're here because we have a lot to talk about today. Not only am I giving away tickets to see Katy Perry at the United Center. Yeah.
My girl?
Your girl.
Yes.
I'm giving away tickets to see Katy Perry at 7:45. But you and I can talk about the Grammys last night.
Yeah.
Lots happened. I mean, I have a lot of thoughts on Beyonce winning Best Country Album, and I don't know if they're positive.
Yeah.
And Beyonce's my girl. I also have a lot of thoughts on who did win in good ways. So we'll discuss, okay?
Yeah.
You all right? You ready for Hudson? I need some energy this morning.
Yeah.
You ready to go? I mean, did the Quick Trip muffin make you tired or what?
Bad word, yeah.
Don't say that. All right, we're going to start with the question of the day. And you and I did something really cool this weekend, so.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We're totally not forgetting a certain someone.
What?
Owen?
Oh, what about Owen?
We did something together.
Well, we'll bring up Owen and when we talk about the question of the day. I didn't forget your brother. The only reason I didn't bring Owen too is because Owen starts school in like soon.
Yeah.
So I didn't have time to bring him. You at least don't start school till 8:15, so you can stay for now, okay? All right, we're going to get into the question of the day. Let's go.
All right.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, so every single Monday morning, we talk about our weekends and what we did. And Hudson is with me today. How are you?
Hi, girls. I'm good. It's your girl, James Charles. It's your girl Hudson. Hi, sisters.
Oh my goodness. Okay, you're funny this morning. You need to stop already. Okay, Hudson, I cannot with you. All right, thank you for joining me on the show.
Yeah.
I'm happy you're here. DZ lost his voice.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about what we did this weekend, okay?
Okay.
So I want to talk about what we did yesterday. We had a family day. Mm-hmm. You, me, and your brother, Owen, who's not with us because he has school earlier than you. And what did we do yesterday? Do you want to tell everybody?
We went to the arcade.
Mm-hmm, on the east side. Do you remember what it was called? The arcade?
Up Down.
Thank you. And we had to do street parking, which was already an event when you were with mom. You guys didn't have fun with that, did you?
No.
Was I yelling at college kids as if I didn't used to be one? Trying to parallel park. You remember this?
Parallel park.
I was trying to find a spot on the street. And every time someone would cut me off, I'd be like, get out of my way. You know, I did the back in my day. I used to live over here speech for you.
Well, it's not your day anymore.
Well, Hudson, we had a great time at Up Down. Up Down is an arcade, and they normally don't let kids in because it's a bar, just full disclosure. But once a month, they do a family day. And so they do it from 10 to 2, and I think that's the first Sunday of the month. We found out about it from friends of ours, so we actually met some of our friends there, and it was, no joke, a zoo. It was, was it not incredibly busy?
Many animals seen there.
There were no animals, but it was so busy that you kind of had to fight your way around and figure out how to get on a machine, but you did. I played Paperboy, because they had old school Nintendo stuff.
What's Paperboy?
Exactly. You don't know nothing about Paperboy. I played Paperboy. I played Pong with your brother, which is an Atari game. Okay. Uh-huh. Owen and I played skee ball because you were off with your friends. So Owen and I let you hang out with your friends and we just didn't bug you. So, Owen and I kind of hung out together and played games with the mom of one of your friends.
Real video games.
Are you kidding? Are you joking me right now? You don't think Pong and Paperboy from back in the day Nintendo are video games?
I mean, not of today's standards.
Really?
No.
Really? Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, I want to know what everybody else did this weekend.
Everybody who's heard of Paperboy, raise your hand at home.
Me?
You don't count.
You can't see the people at home, so that doesn't work either. Trust me. There'll be people calling that have heard
of... Nobody raised their hand.
Have you heard of Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
Have you heard of Super Mario Brothers? Yeah, those are all from my time, and they just redid them for you, okay? Don't start with me. You know how many versions of Super Mario there are? That started with me in my day. Okay, so you want to lecture me on the prehistoric age? You know what? I don't need this in my life, okay? I do not.
Okay, paintings of Mario.
Oh, you're going to joke about my age. Now it's really on. You know what? Forget you so much right now. Should we start with the first caller and see what they did this weekend? I always like to pull one first. Let's go for it, Hudson. Let's find out who's on the phone this morning. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Nick in Waukesha.
Oh, look out!
Hi, sisters!
He's calling everybody sisters! To Miami. Bienvenido.
Stop saying you're ruining it.
Oh, Nick, good morning. You know, Hudson says I'm ruining the song. How are you, Nick?
You're doing good.
Well,
you're not ruining the song.
I'm trying. Thank you, Nick, for sticking up for me. Because my 11-year-old Hudson loves to rip on me, let me tell you. So, Nick.
Oh, it's okay. My 17-year-old likes to rip on me, too. It's okay.
We can do this together, Nick. And I can turn off Hudson's mic if he goes too far.
That's quite the long age, yeah.
You know what, Hudson, just enough. Nick, good morning.
Good morning.
So you heard what Hudson and I did. We had a family day at the arcade. What did you do this weekend? What did you do?
Very jealous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
My daughter and I went to hang out with my friend. It was his birthday. It was my sister's birthday on Saturday as well. So we went to this little place downtown Waukesha called Joey's Diner. awesome food.
Okay.
But then we went bowling right after, so that was fun.
Oh.
So we bowled until about like almost midnight. So
Nick,
it was cool.
Where did you go bowling? Hudson and I love to bowl too. That's
greatest
our jam.
Sport of all time.
Yes.
Sunset Bowl in Waukesha.
Nice.
On Sunset.
Yep. Yeah. I know exactly where that is. So, well, you did birthdays
it's like,
and.
It's like 2 minutes from my house.
Oh, nice. Give us your address. I'm just kidding, Nick. Don't. That's a I'm joking. Don't do that. So,
we
Nick.
We can do that later. We can do that later. We can hook up.
Whoa,
can
okay.
You got a boyfriend.
Knock it off. Mommy's
you
single.
Got a boyfriend.
I'm very single. And boy, that's the update I'm not giving today with Hudson on the show. I'll give that when DZ's back. That's all I got to say about that. All right, Nick.
I can't wait.
Have a great day. Talk to you later. Hudson, you are something else. So, bowling and birthdays.
You want to go out with your little boy.
Okay. Listen, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take calls and texts, and we're going to talk to everybody next. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call, and we're going to talk about what everybody did this weekend. All right, Hudson?
Yeah.
You going to behave? Probably not.
Hopefully.
Kiss FM.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Aw, so my buddy DZ is lost his voice, basically. So I brought someone to fill in with me today, a.k.a. my 11-year-old Hudson. Hi, Hudson.
Hi, girl. Hi, sister.
I'm not your sister, but you can call me, hey, girl. Where's
no.
my... Okay, fine, I'll stop. Okay, Hudson, we already talked about what you and I did this weekend. And we talked about how we went to the arcade on the east side up down for their family day. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what was your number one game that you played there, by the way?
Simpsons game.
The Simpsons game. That was what you liked.
Yeah, because it was the only one I remember.
You guys speak up a little.
Because it's like, the only one I remember.
The only one you remember playing was the Simpsons game. Well, that's okay. We had a really good time. And Nick in Waukesha called in and said that he did birthdays and bowling. And so let's go to the phones and see what everybody else did this weekend. You know what? I'm going to start with Roger in Milwaukee. Good morning, Roger.
Yo, good morning, good morning, good morning, Allie and Hudson. Good morning, Milwaukee, stand up. It's your boy, R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know, now you know.
You know, it's funny. Right. Hudson goes, who's Roger? I go, oh, you haven't met Roger yet, but now you have, Hudson.
Yeah, and I think I already like him.
You like him, huh? Okay,
yeah,
good. He's
already.
Fun.
That's right.
He's fun. Roger, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Well, it was a mama and papa weekend. No Milani this weekend.
No daughter.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a daughter your age, Hudson. Go on. Mm-hmm.
And she's a Katy Perry fan, so let's go.
Oh, big news, because we're giving away Katy Perry tickets this week on the show.
I'm there. I'm in.
Nice. Well, so you did something great with your parents.
Just me and my wife. We went to Sweet Diner. Yeah, we went to Mason Street Grill for dinner. So it was cool.
Can I be the third wheel in your marriage? Because I want to go to Sweet Hudson, don't give me that face. It's not
don't
like that.
Get into trouble, young lady.
I want to go with him and his wife to Mason Street Grill and Sweet Diner. That sounds so good. Oh my gosh. Roger.
I'm gonna go with Hudson this morning.
Yeah. The cooler half of your life.
Oh Lord. Okay, Roger, thank you for calling. You have a great day, okay?
Hey.
What?
Tell DZ, I said, get better, man.
Aw, I will. He may even be listening from home if I know that guy, because he really tried to come in and he had no voice. And I said, if you come in, I'm not letting you in. That's what I said. So I forced him to stay home. I said, don't you dare. So I'm glad he's going to rest his voice today and we'll see when he's back. So I'll let him know, but I bet he heard you, Roger.
Okay.
All right, Roger, have a good day.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So you can always text in. I'm looking at all of the texts this morning, too. Let's see what people did on the text line, Hudson. Missy in Sussex, she texted in. She said, I took my two babies and my toddler to Nugget Nation on Blue Mound Road. It was great for that age range and probably younger elementary. They had so much fun and no one wanted to leave. Okay. I don't know what it is. We'll have to look into it and find out exactly what it is.
Hey, Mom.
What, honey?
So there's the life part of your life and the Hudson part of your life.
What do you mean?
Guess which one is better.
The Hudson part of my life.
Absolutely.
I love you so much. All right, next up, we got one of our OGs, Lori.
Good morning.
Even though DZ's not there.
We can still represent for him, Lori.
Go out to him for a speedy recovery.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, Mr. Hudson.
Lovely to have you on the radio this morning.
Thank you.
Yep, I agree until my head's going to explode. But yes, you're right, Lori.
Even though Owen is my birthday twin.
Yeah, her and Owen have the same birthday. Remember, what? Lori brought him the cake and all the good stuff? It was awesome.
She did?
Yeah, they're birthday twins. Lori, what'd you do this weekend? Tell Hudson and I.
Well, unfortunately, I spent some time at the hospital visiting my niece. She's kind of in a bad way, so please everybody pray for her. She's got a 5-year-old little boy at home, and he misses mama. And went out to lunch with some relatives from out of town. And my lovely, fluffy female fur baby yesterday decided to kill a big old possum in the backyard. Oh. So we had to clean that up.
Oh, gross. So Lori had quite a weekend from the hospital to the stuff happening in her backyard. You were very busy.
Well, just a little bit.
We're going to send out lots of thoughts to your niece, and I hope she's okay, honestly. That's too bad. Sending healing vibes.
Prayers to her.
Aw, yeah. Well, thank you for...
I know I can count on you guys.
Of course.
Guys are the best ever. DZ, I know you probably can hear me, and if not, we love you both, and you guys have a great day.
You
Hudson,
too.
Be
you
nice
too.
To your mama. She's the only one you got.
Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.
I needed that. You have a great day.
You too, sweetie.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Guess who's up next, Hudson, talking about their weekend? I'm scared. Tony, the mascot man. Hold on. Look out. This guy's trouble.
We have a birthday party.
Good morning, DZ.
Lost his voice. I'm wondering if I should have brought Hudson or not, but here we are. It's too late to turn back now. I'm kidding, Hudson.
Forever.
Tony, what'd you do this weekend?
Oh, man. You know, as a small business owner, we all have accomplishments, and we all hit that one part in our business where we get to be very proud, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was me Saturday. So I got to do I was hired to do a very exclusive birthday party that was private, closed off.
Wait.
I don't even say too many details.
Wait. What do you mean you got to do a celebrity birthday?
Maybe.
I won't out you, but are you saying it's a celebrity birthday party you got to work at this weekend?
Maybe.
And what did one of the Bucks ask you to dress up as? If it was a buck.
I'm not going to say all that, but
fine.
That might be a little too much.
No, I don't know if it was one of the Bucks. I was just guessing because we only have so many celebrities in this town.
Who are you dressed up?
But I was Sonic for a little over an hour, and it was amazing.
Whoever the mystery celebrity was that asked you to show up for the party asked you to dress up as Sonic?
Yes, it was great.
Do they have 3 children?
I cannot tell you. I can tell you off air, but I can't publicly, respectively, tell you who it is.
No, and you know what? Honestly, people need their privacy. So even though I'm teasing you, people could try to connect the dots on whose birthday party you worked at this weekend. But Tony, if you ever want to get hired again by anyone, I respect that you're not telling us what celebrity you worked for this weekend. But congrats on the exciting, exciting birthday party you were at.
Thank you.
I need details off the air. He'll tell us who it was off the air. But people aren't stupid. They can figure it out, Hudson. Trust me. All right. Tony, bye. All right, last but not least, let's go to Clinton in Racine. Hi, Clinton. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Tony, when tell us what celebrity birthday party he worked at. What did you do this weekend?
I went to a Milwaukee Admirals hockey game on Friday.
Fun.
And they had the Wisconsin Badgers band.
Playing
there.
That's cool. Hudson, have you ever heard the Badgers band play? It's a whole experience. It's amazing. So that must have been really cool. Did the Admirals win when you went?
No, unfortunately not.
Well, never mind.
It was a daughter date, so it was fun.
Aw, that's fantastic. How old is your daughter?
4.
4. Aw, that's so sweet.
My golden age.
Oh, you wish, Hudson. All right, Clinton, thank you for calling. Have a great day.
Owen's got to wait until he's 25.
Bye. What, Hudson?
Owen's got to wait till he's 25 for his golden...
Owen's golden birthday will be on the 25th, because he's October 25th. Michelle in Greendale texted in and said drove her son to Minnesota for his soccer games. Lost one, won one. Mom and son bonding weekend. I love to hear it. Hey, thanks Thanks for everyone sharing and texting. And What Would DZ Do is coming up next. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning, only it's Allie and Hudson today because DZ lost his voice. Did he just leave you a voice message?
Yes.
Why is he talking?
Oh my God.
He's in so much trouble right now. How did he sound in the voice? Did he sound like this, Hudson?
Should I just play it?
If you can hold it up to the microphone, because I didn't have time to move it so everyone could actually hear it. It sounded really funny.
We traded places. I appreciate you holding me down, honey boy. You a real one, gang gang.
Do you guys hear how awful DZ sounds today? I mean, unbelievable. We also got a voice message that I do need to play on the air before we get into What Would DZ Do? Because honestly, Hudson, you know, you said on the air when you were in here with your brother, I don't know how many weeks ago that was when you were here, you had was it over the summer?
Maybe.
Was it over the summer when you came in here?
Remember when it was Owen's birthday we came here?
Was that when it was? Okay. Well, you came in.
What was?
I don't remember. October. It was October you were in here. And you said you wanted me to date and you were okay with it. And it stopped being awkward because you and Owen are 11 and 13 now. Don't worry. We're not going to talk about my dating life. Okay. I'm not going to give you the ick today. But we have a message from Jenny in Milwaukee. So let me play this real quick.
Ellie, good morning. I just heard on the radio that you're very sick. Single. And I'm like, I hope to God you didn't break up with your boyfriend. We just named him on Friday, and now DZ is right. The kiss of death. Every time you name somebody, you get very single. I can't wait till Friday. You have to say something. Don't do this to us, girl.
Well, I'm sorry Hudson's in here, so I'm going to do that to you, girl. I'm not talking about it because Hudson doesn't want to hear this, even though he doesn't mind. I will talk about it, what's going on, and where my love life is at when DZ returns. And then you don't have to listen to it. Sound good, Hudson?
I'm going to listen to it anyway.
Would you knock it off? All right, let's get into What Would DZ Do? Here we go. It's going to be What Would Hudson Do?
Should I get my DZ impression?
No, just hold on.
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Hudson's filling in for DZ today because DZ lost his voice. You have a DZ impression? Is he going to love it or is he going to hate it?
What would Hudson do today?
All right, well, Hudson, mine is pretty simple. And I'm going to let the listeners chime in and help us. Because the question today for What Would Hudson Do is how do we get DZ to stop talking?
Oh my God, that's so good.
Because he just left you a voice message. You want to play it? The voice message that he left
again?
You? Yeah, play it on the air because this guy, he's been leaving me voice messages all weekend and all morning, I should say, and he has absolutely no voice. I told him to stop talking and to rest his voice. Is it gone now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, sometimes when you play voice messages, they disappear. So it's fine. He basically said, thanks for holding it down, honey. And
what does that mean?
It means thank you for coming in and doing his job. That's what it means, you goofball. All right, so my question is, Hudson, how do we get him to stop talking? He's still sending voice messages, and he needs to stop talking.
Just tell him, shut up.
That's not very nice. I'm not going to do that, and you shouldn't do that either. What else?
If you sound like this, then don't talk, okay?
How do we really convince him to stop sending these voice messages and ruining his voice more? Because no offense, Hudson, I want DZ back. I mean, you got to go to school. You have a
say that's going to encourage him
to what? Send more voice messages?
Yes, I want him back.
I do want him back. You can't be here all day. You have school today. You have school at 8:15 and you're going, son. So you're going to school. So what is the advice when you have a friend who's either under the weather? Put yourself in that position for What Would Hudson Do? They're under the weather. They've lost their voice and they won't stop. How do we get him to stop talking, Hudson? What's your advice on What Would Hudson Do today?
Just be like, stop. Stop.
I did that already. Stop. I told him to stop and he kept going.
Block him.
Block him? That's actually really funny. But even if I block Uncle DZ, he's still going to make voice messages and then try to send them and realize he's blocked. So he's going to record it and hurt his voice more.
But send him voice messages talking like this.
You think I should send him voice messages back that sound like that? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Hey, DZ, I'm really sick.
He is just a glutton for punishment sometimes. Okay, so Hudson, your advice for what would Hudson slash DZ do today is, in order to get my friend to take care of himself and stop talking, is block him. That was your first one.
That's like a maybe. Like if it's like, oh. if it's like really bad.
If it's really bad. And otherwise, send him voice messages back and sound like him when we reply.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, don't take my word for it.
I'm not going to. Don't worry. 414-533-1037. We're going to let the listeners chime in and they can tell us what they think. It's not just what would Hudson do. It's not just what would DZ do. Today it's how do we get DZ to stop using his voice so he can come back and be on the show. No offense, Hudson. Yeah. It's a delight when you're here, but no offense. We need DZ back.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's what would DZ do on Kiss FM.
Lord help me, Hudson's in the studio. Hi, honey.
Hi, sister.
I'm your mother, not your sister, but okay. This is the sass of the fifth grade, apparently, I guess, huh?
You'll never get it.
Oh, I get it. I won't. I know my parents weren't cool either. Okay, so Hudson, you're helping me today on what would Hudson do? Because the problem is DZ won't stop talking.
Yeah.
He lost his voice and he's still sending voice messages. And I'm like, yo, how do you get your friends to stop talking when they've lost their voice, right? So your advice was block him or send him voice messages back sounding just like he sounds. I don't really think that's going to work. So I'm going to pull up Kenzie this morning in Milwaukee. Good morning, Kenzie.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Great. Thanks for asking.
I suck at what would Hudson do.
Oh, well, that I don't think you suck at what would Hudson do. I think it was really funny when you said block him, if you want me to be honest. That's a funny Hudson answer. It made me laugh, so that's fine. You got to be positive self-talk, Hudson, okay? Yes. We work on that for mental health reasons. All right. Kenzie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so what's your advice? How do I get DZ to stop talking?
Well, first of all, I think if you send messages that sound like him talking, that might make him laugh and encourage him.
Fair.
We maybe shouldn't do that.
Fair enough.
But I mean, at the end of the day, you can lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink. So he's just going to do whatever he wants to do at the end of the day. But I do think that you could encourage him to maybe not stop talking, because we all know that DZ loves to talk.
Same.
Yeah, maybe to do something else, like drinking something warm, like tea or something, along the process. Just to get it to soothe his throat a little bit, or maybe even some like cough drops. I don't know if he has a cough. Well, I know a lot of people at my work are coughing right now.
That's actually a really good idea. He did, when he first started texting me this morning, he said, I've been drinking tea and I thought my voice would come back. And then he sent me a voice message and I was laughing so hard. And I just wrote him back and I said, don't even leave that house the way you sound. Right. It sounds insane. He goes, okay, mom.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you can tell people what to do all day long. But at the end of the day, people are going to
want it to. Yeah.
Unfortunately. So if he wants to keep straining his voice, he's going to keep doing so.
And then he's not going to be back sooner. And we have things. He even said he's dying to talk.
And you guys are going to suffer because of his choices.
Thank you.
Tell him that.
Oh,
wait. You're making us suffer because of your choices.
Hudson, this is not about you. Hudson said, but then I can come in more. Actually, Kenzie. Kenzie is a genius. The guilt trip. Ah, love it. Kenzie, say less. I'm good at this one. Have a great day.
You can get more Hudson.
Hi. What, honey?
If DZ's out more, you can get more Hudson.
I already get enough Hudson. I see you every day. I miss my friend, okay?
No, for the radio.
I understand, Hudson. You crack me up so much. Okay, so Kenzie at the end of the day said guilt trip him. I'm down for that. Saying, look what you're doing to me. I'm all alone with Hudson.
Yeah.
That was a joke. I was just kidding, Hudson. I love it when you're here.
I have a question.
Oh, gosh, I'm scared because we're in the middle of what would Hudson do.
Has any of your coworkers ever just left during air, one of your partners?
I have. I have walked out. You mean because we were upset or because something was wrong?
No, on air.
In the middle of a segment?
Maybe.
No, but I have left when the segment ended because I was so upset and I couldn't be here anymore. That was pre-DZ. And maybe one day I'll tell that story on the air. But you know when it's not going to happen? It's not going to happen today. Okay, can we move on to the next caller? Yes, Hudson? Yeah. Are you in?
Sure.
It's one of your favorite people in the world.
Who?
Kelly in Sussex.
Still owe me.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, girl.
Good morning. Good morning, Hudson.
Are you two still feuding, Kelly and Hudson? Hudson?
I think we are.
Hudson's mad because one time Kelly spent the night at my house after a night out and she slept in Hudson's bed and Hudson's never let her live it down.
You still owe me money.
She doesn't owe you money. It's not a hotel. All right,
yes,
Kelly.
Yes, it is.
Kelly, do you have any advice on how to get DZ to stop talking and get my friend back? No offense, Hudson.
Yeah, I say bribe him. Bribe him with something he likes, like a new tattoo.
Oh, Kelly, this is genius.
But wait, but tattoos cost a lot of money.
Exactly. Though. Bribery works every time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Kelly, say less. Because he's even been saying he got a tattoo, which we haven't talked about. He got another one recently, and he said it just itched him to want more now. So he's already thinking about how he wants more, and he's going to get more, which means, chef's kiss to that advice, Kelly.
Do you want a tattoo?
Do I want one? Yes, I do, actually. But this is not about me. This is about DZ. Right?
Yeah.
Do you think I should get one, Hudson?
I mean, if it's painful.
So, all right, Kelly, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
These are two good pieces of advice so far. The first one was guilt trip him so that he'll stop talking and come back soon, DZ, to get him to stop using his voice. And the second one was bribery by buying him a new tattoo and telling him he has to stop talking. I love that.
Yes, let's tell him that.
Should we tell him that one? All right, now, have you ever met Adrian in Milwaukee, Hudson?
No, I don't think I have.
You haven't met him? Let's pull him up. Adrian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Mr. Hudson, how's it hanging, man?
I'm going good.
All right. There we go. There we go.
That's Adrian nice. Adrian got engaged on the air, Hudson.
He did?
He proposed to his fiance Cheryl on the show one day. Isn't that the coolest thing ever?
Was it like crazy?
It was awesome. It was awesome. Yeah. And Cheryl said yes.
They made me call back. They made me call back and everything.
Yeah, we did. It was great. I'll play it for you sometime, Hudson. Don't worry. What's your advice, Adrian?
You know, I'm going to have to go with the last caller.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, I think me and you should tell DZ, since he's sick and probably going to continue to be sick because he loses his voice so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think me and you need to go out, get some tattoos and rub it in.
Adrian, even better. Okay, so wait a minute. Forget the guilt trip. No. Forget the buying him a tattoo. Go get a tattoo without him. Oh.
Yeah. And they're like, look at the work. Look at the work.
And then we can be like, you could have been here if you didn't lose your voice, DZ.
Hey, you know what? But if I remember correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong.
What?
A while back, a couple weeks ago, we were sitting here telling them, go to the ENT, go to the ENT.
We were.
Now look at you, DZ, go back.
We sure were. You know what? We told him over and over, enough said. Thank you for reminding him, because I bet you he's listening. Unbelievable. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning, it's Allie and DZ, but today it's Allie
and Hudson.
Thank you for joining me, my love, until you have to go to school, because yes, you're going to school. I know, you wish.
Worst job ever.
Worst job ever?
No, talking about school's the worst job ever.
Oh, well, that's okay. I mean, a lot of people don't love school, but can I tell you what's happening right now?
What?
Can you hear okay? Sorry, I see you pointing to your ears. Do you know who is now leaving me voice messages again?
Who?
Uncle DZ. This guy. This guy never stops. I just want to let everyone know, DZ lost his voice. We just talked about it on What Would DZ Do? I did What Should Hudson Do? Because DZ will not stop talking. He won't. I told him to stay home. I wouldn't even let him in the building, even though he has a key. And now he's sending us voice messages. He won't stop talking. I'm going to go over to his house if I have to after the show and light him up.
Yeah, like I said, I just sent him a video. If you don't stop, if you stop talking, we'll get you a tattoo. And if you don't stop talking, we'll get mom a tattoo.
Oh, the listeners had great advice on how to get DZ to stop talking. He's been leaving me voice messages now. You ready for this? You want to hear how bad his voice sounds? Let me see. Let me see if I can put these up on the air. Let me see if this works.
Try to block me. I dare you to try. I'll go pick up Owen from school, and we'll go have a ditch day without you guys.
Sounds like a what horror now? Character.
DZ, this is why you shouldn't be sending messages. Nobody can even understand you. We don't even know what you're saying, dude.
He sounds like a horror movie, like, villain. Right?
He does.
He sounds like a horror movie villain, like, calling on the phone. You need to hide. Hey, everybody, how are you? Like, he sounds like a horror movie villain, like, calling somebody on the phone.
Hudson, it's so true. He left me another voice message right below that. He's texting me these, by the way.
Send them.
Listen to this.
Nobody needs a voice to watch movies and eat ice cream all day long.
What?
He's nuts. DZ, would you stop talking? I don't know what to do with this guy.
Do you want a tattoo or not?
He's not getting one. He's not getting one. I'm telling you, we're not buying him one.
And you're getting one.
Maybe. I mean, that's, you don't need to worry about that. That's for 18 and ups. You know what I'm saying? So, Hudson, you're here and you're going to join me for Am I the Jerk?
Yep.
Sound good? DZ is in so much trouble. Now he's sending you texts?
Yes.
Hudson, unbelievable. Is it a text or a voice message?
It's both.
Unbelievable. What is Uncle DZ sending you? This guy needs to stop talking. What did he say?
Said, such a tough choice. I want to get a new tattoo, but I also want your mom to get her first tattoo. And this one, this sounds like an actual horror movie line.
What did he say? Okay. Are you trying to play the voice message?
Yeah.
It's not working. It's okay. Listen, we're giving him, we shouldn't even be playing these because
my volume's off.
Well, that's okay. We're encouraging him by playing these voice messages of him with no voice. What did he send you on your phone? Unbelievable. Hudson, forget it. What did he say?
Decisions, tough decisions.
Sounds like an actual horror movie line, though, right?
DZ, stop talking. Eat some ice cream and drink some tea. He's talking way too much.
He needs to stop yapping.
Yeah, he does. All right. Are you ready for Am I the Jerk? People are probably waiting patiently in their cars. Hudson's filling in until school today because DZ has completely lost his voice. So I forced him to stay home because that guy would have come in and sounded like that on the air. Yeah. He would have. He's unbelievable, this guy. All right. You ready for Am I the Jerk? I'm going to need you to help out with the listeners today. You got this?
Yep.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Hudson, my 11-year-old, thank you for filling in for DZ today since he lost his voice.
You're welcome.
You're awesome. And Owen had school earlier than you, which is why he could not join and he didn't care. He's fine. Stop. Don't say anything about your brother. Be nice. All right. So are you ready for the Am I the Jerk submission we got for today?
Yes.
She wants to know if she's the jerk for unfriending her friend after a breakup.
What?
Yeah, exactly. You ready for this? Here's what she said. She wrote into the show. You can always write in, Am I the Jerk at 1037kissfm.com. And do you know how she started it with the writing? She was very bold. She says, Am I the jerk for unfriending my friend when we couldn't connect after her breakup? And then she says, You can use my name. I don't care. She said it with her chest. You know, a lot of people try to be anonymous when they write in for Am I the Jerk?
Yeah.
No, she's saying this with her chest. So her name is Paige. I'm calling her exactly Paige. Her name. Paige is Paige. And that's her real name.
I read you like a book.
That's it. I cannot. All right. Here's what she said. Now listen and then I want you to tell me if she's the jerk or not. And then we'll let the listeners chime in. Okay.
Let's do this.
She says, Hi, Allie and DZ. Here's the story. My friend Liz was in a relationship with this guy for almost 2 years. In my opinion, the relationship was always kind of weird. He never wanted to show her affection and it bothered her greatly. She brought up how sad she was that he never wanted to hug her, cuddle, or hold hands. Either way, she was pretty in love with this guy. Well, in June, he suddenly broke up with her. He didn't give any kind of explanation. She messaged me and told me about the breakup and how completely devastated she was. Hudson, don't laugh at that. Hold on, let her finish. She says, I was in the middle of work at the time and told her I would call her soon to talk to her. Despite it being my son's birthday weekend and also packing to move in with my boyfriend, I called her. She answered and said she was with her sister and would call me back. Days went by. and I asked if she could talk. Again, she was busy. She posted on Facebook, tagging friends, not me, saying how thankful she was for those that have been there for her during this breakup. I messaged her asking if she's okay. She simply responded, yeah, YA, just not even like the whole yeah. Yeah, that was all she said. After months of not hearing from her, I deleted her on Facebook. I don't need that negativity. Neither one of us could find time to connect, so why be upset with me? And then she said, for context, we've only been friends for a couple years. So am I the jerk for ending this friendship? Thanks, guys. Paige. Okay, so you're following the story.
Yeah.
She didn't really like the boyfriend that much. It sounds like she didn't think this guy was that great to begin with. But then when her friend, the guy broke up with her friend abruptly, she tried to be there. They never connected. And then her friend thanked everybody else but her on a public forum. So what do you think? Is she the jerk for ending that friendship?
No, honestly, we read Paige like a book, as I said.
Well, Paige is the one who wrote in, but that's actually really funny how you're saying that. You're so funny, Hudson. You don't think Paige is the jerk for dumping her friend?
No.
You think it's okay?
Yeah.
Because?
Well, she's being so rude right now. Like, just because, like, she literally just broke up and, like, just stop talking to her, but do we even know why she stopped talking to her?
No, she keeps saying she reached out multiple times, and every time the friend either said, I'll call you back, or was short. See, I actually have a theory. I'm wondering if Paige's friend, the one who got dumped, because Paige didn't get dumped, her friend did. I'm wondering if the friend knew how unsupportive she was because she didn't like the guy to begin with. So, of course, when they broke up, she didn't want to talk to Paige about it because she was afraid Paige was going to say, I told you so. See? Because Paige is going to be like, I knew that guy was no good, and now he dumped you out of nowhere after being a bad boyfriend. Big surprise. So maybe the friend distanced herself because she knew Paige was going to be like, I told you so. Wait.
What if the boyfriend liked Paige instead?
I don't think Paige would want the boyfriend. Yeah. Sounds like Paige thought he wasn't a good dude. Right?
Yeah, but what if?
What if? I don't know. That's another saga for another day, Hudson. So you say not the jerk for unfriending her?
No. Please, no.
You said please, no. I love how blunt you can be sometimes. You're so funny. Absolutely not the jerk then.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. I actually don't necessarily think she's the jerk either, although I think sometimes your friends struggle and they go through stuff and they distance themselves or they're not around and you should just try to stick through with them, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes they're acting like that because they're struggling, not because they're a bad person, but because they're going through something and you take it personally that they're distancing themselves, but it's not about you at all. So maybe she is the jerk for doing that and not just standing by and waiting. She didn't have to unfriend her. That was a choice.
It's been like 8 months. I just counted on my fingers.
I'm so proud of her.
It's been 8 months since they've last like talked. Like, she's not the jerk for unfriending somebody who hasn't talked to her in 8 months.
I can't even judge you for counting on your fingers, because me too. Me too, babes. And I'm much older and I count on my fingers. So
yeah, but like still, like you can like unfriend somebody. You haven't even talked to them in like 8 months.
Mm-hmm, like, come absolutely. On. All right. 414-533-1037. We're going to let people call or text and say, is Paige the jerk for unfriending her friend after all that? Her friend went through a breakup, but then she'd had enough, so she unfriended her. Sound good?
Yeah.
Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Hudson's filling in today for DZ because he lost his voice. My 11-year-old, a man of many words. But hey, you just make sense sometimes. What can I say? You just make sense. So Paige wrote in. She said it with her chest. She said that she basically unfriended a friend when they went through a breakup because she tried to reach out. The friend was unresponsive for the most part. So she unfriended her and said, I'm done. I'm done. And you said, not the jerk.
No.
Not the jerk.
She's not the jerk.
All right. Love that. Well, we're going to go to the phones. We're going to start. One of our regulars is actually on the phone this morning, and I'm going to pull him up right now. So let's get into it. Santino in Sheboygan.
Hey, hey, hey.
Good morning, Hudson. Say good morning to Santino.
Good morning, Santino.
Hey, what up, though, little homie? Good morning.
Hey. Santino, it's good to hear your voice. DZ has no voice, so I'm glad you guys are here to help us.
Yeah, I'm finally getting through. Like, man.
Finally, it happened. Wow. Today's your day. So, Santino, is Paige a jerk for unfriending her friend after the breakup?
I'm going to have to go with little nephew on this. No, not a jerk.
Oh, yeah! Go, Hudson! Yeah. Why do you agree with Hudson?
Well, just for the simple fact, 2 years, he counted to 8 months. That's just beyond too much boundaries. I think she didn't want to talk to the friend because she understood that that's the friend that will hold her accountable. She wants somebody to tell her how she wants to feel, or how it should be this. So the friend was being honest with her. She can't handle that. So she wants to surround herself with individuals that's just going to make her feel happy instead of being open and honest and help her rebuild off of things that has gone on in the past.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I agree with you. The friend didn't want to hear I told you so. Not that Paige needed to say that. That was not necessary. The friend's already going through the breakup. But I do agree, the friend probably knew that Paige knew better and didn't want to hear it. So I'm same team with Santino.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure the girl... The friend, I'm getting them mixed up. The friend that was telling her friend about the boyfriend, she's probably throughout is like, look, he's no good for you. You can do better. Like, she probably was not giving her the self-esteem stuff that she wanted. It's like, hey, you're beautiful. You got this. But she's probably like, no, he's a jerk. You should probably let him go. He's not, you deserve better. Like, she probably didn't want to hear that. Because she probably really liked him.
And Hudson just said, you do deserve better. Good, Hudson, good. You got a good path in life. That's right. People got to treat you right. I like that my 11-year-old knows that. Right. And you treat them right. Listen to this, Santino. Okay.
Hey, he's got a good head on his shoulders. I'm liking this kid.
The lady killer over here. I'm worried for the ladies. Whoa. Hudson, don't worry about it. All right, Santino, have a great day.
Hey, you too. Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. Bye. Okay. So he agreed with you. Absolutely, Hudson. Next up on the phone, we're going to go to our girl. We haven't talked to her in a minute. One of our regulars, Sarah in Kenosha. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Hudson.
Morning.
You met Sarah at our regulars party many years ago. You were young. It's fine. You're now 11. So, but no, Sarah, you probably heard what Santino said, which was he agreed with Hudson, not the jerk for unfriending your friend after she went through her bad breakup and she blew you off. What do you think?
I also agree with our man Hudson, not the jerk.
Thank you. You're getting beat down.
Woo! I didn't say jerk. I'm just taking everyone's opinion in. Go on, Sarah. What's up?
Not the jerk. So, funny enough, I was actually the broken up with friend in this kind of same situation.
Oh, go on.
Years ago. And my best friend from high school, 10 plus years, talking on Christmas, said, listen, I'm pulling up to my boyfriend's parents' house. I will call you when we leave. Haven't spoken to her since, and it's been about 8 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I literally was so heartbroken from this, like, lost 40 pounds, like, thought I was going to die. Aww. Obviously, now I'm engaged to a much better man.
Obviously.
It's, you know, obviously great, but... I reached out several times to her, and she never reached back out. So, no, not the jerk. Everyone does what's best for them.
And that's it. That's on her. All right. And I'm so happy you made it through that breakup because, yes, you know, it's funny. Hudson last night asked me, how many times have you gotten your heart broken? Which we're not going to get into this on the air, but you asked me that last night out of nowhere, which is funny. And I said, lots of times, Hudson. He goes, more than five. I go, uh-huh. And
more then, than 10?
He said, you said more than 10, right? I said, uh-huh. And then you know what Hudson did? He gave me a big hug.
We did our Kardashian hug.
We did our Kris Jenner mom hug. That's right. It was cute.
Sometimes that's what we need.
That's all you need is a little love and a hug. So, Sarah, I'm glad you made it through, and I'm glad that you're engaged to a much nicer man now. So she agrees with you, though. Yeah. Not the jerk for unfriending. All right. You have a great day.
Yeah. You too, guys. Thanks.
Bye, Sarah.
Do you think you'll have your decision made at the end?
About what? About
if she's the jerk or not?
I'm leaning towards, with you guys, obviously, not the jerk. But we still have one more caller, and one more regular made it through this morning. So let me pull up Julian in Milwaukee. Beautiful things that I've got. Good morning, Julian. So you heard Santino, you heard Sarah, both said not the jerk. Do you think Paige is a jerk?
Hey, Hudson, grab the broom. It's a sweep. He's not the jerk.
You, Hudson, you're vacuuming it up now.
I mean,
exactly.
Very nice. Go on, Julian. Why do you agree?
I agree because you can only do so much. If you reach out and that friend, for whatever reason, doesn't respond, like, what's the purpose to keep trying to beg for friendship? I think there's an underlying reason why she hasn't responded back to the friend for whatever reason. I think it's more than just because she didn't like the boyfriend.
I agree. Oh, you think it's not just that she doesn't want to hear her say, I told you so. You think there's more to it?
Yeah, exactly. There has to be something more to it.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, she doesn't want to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And
so she's better off moving on, right?
Yeah, big time.
Absolutely.
I've been there in the same situation, kind of, with a male friend, and we disagreed upon stuff and tried to have a meeting, and after a while, it was like, it's only about your agenda, so I'm moving on. We're adults now. You don't got time for that.
Well, that's the thing. Like, how long are you going to beg someone or try? I mean, she said she reached out. Well, there was like 3 or 4 times at least after that breakup, and the friend kept blowing her off. And then, do you know what would really put just the knife in my heart is when the friend posts on Facebook, thank you to everyone who's been so supportive, but leaves me out? It'd be on, dude. I'd be like, we're done. I think she was trying. Exactly. She was being petty, and I think Paige was doing the right thing by reaching out, trying to talk to her, and the friend who got broken up with was being really immature by doing the thank you post and intentionally leaving Paige out. So,
and she knew Paige would see it in the long run, so it's pettiness all around.
It is pettiness all around. Yeah. Yep. And all right.
Look, Sumanusia, thank you to all my besties for supporting me through this breakup.
Yep. And seriously. Julian, it was great to hear from you. You have a great day.
Have a good one.
Bye. All right. So that's not the jerk. It, like Julian said, it was a clean sweep. You dusted everybody up and everybody agreed with you, Hudson. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Jerk.
You two.
I agree. And Julian really brought me around too by reminding me how petty everything was and that you just don't have time for petty friends the older you get. I know you go through this stuff in elementary school, Hudson, but as you get older, you have less time for this nonsense. You're just like, I can't speak for everybody. Even though we like to be petitious sometimes on Am I the Jerk? That's a DZ word. The older I get, the more I want healthier people around me. People that are positive and good friends. And I don't have time for the nonsense, and you should want that too.
You like ate my food, so I'm gonna be mad at you forever.
Wait a second, I do get mad at you when you eat my food. Hold on, now you're bringing up different scenarios.
What have I ever eaten your food?
All the time.
Why
at home?
Would I?
Because you and your brother are little monsters who are growing and eat everything in the house.
Okay, I eat that gross keto stuff.
It's not gross. You don't mind. Okay, fine. Your brother eats with me. Can we move on now? Because we have to give away Katy Perry tickets.
My girl.
Yeah, not the jerk. Okay, Katy Perry is coming to the United Center in Chicago on May 12th, and somebody right now is going to win 2 tickets to see her. DZ's favorite number is 33. Should we keep it caller 33?
Yeah.
I think so. Katy Perry coming to the United Center in Chicago on May 12th.
My girl.
Hey, maybe we should buy tickets to that show, Hudson, and go ourselves.
Yeah.
It could be your first concert.
I mean, that would be gone to a concert.
Well, I don't count the Sonic Symphony as a concert.
Come on, it counts.
It does not. Listen, let's go to Jackie in Whitefish Bay this morning. Hi, Jackie. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hudson, you want to say good morning to Jackie?
Good morning.
What? Are you mad, Jackie?
Good morning.
Are you mad Jackie got through and not you, and that Jackie is actually going to be going to see Katy Perry? Woo!
Woo!
Jackie, congratulations. You're our first winner this week, and you are going to get 2 tickets to the show at the United Center. So congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
What are you up to today, Jackie?
Well, I just took my 7-year-old daughter to school, and then I'll be working from home.
Nice. Very nice. Yes. Well, are you going to take the 7-year-old, or are you going to have adult time? What are you thinking for the show?
I
think I'm going to take the 7-year-old. No. He loves Katy Perry.
Oh, that's going to be such a fun mom-daughter date. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that so
much.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. Well, Jackie, congratulations. Somebody will be in touch. Have a great time at the Katy Perry show, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Aw, don't you love that, Hudson? That'll be such a nice time. All right, so you'll have another chance tomorrow, same time. I don't know if DZ will be back. It depends on his voice.
Yeah, I could come back.
Yeah, but you still have school, so don't think you're staying all day, mister. You do have to get to school, but I appreciate you and love you for helping fill in. You're always a great fill-in, Hudson. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're great. FM, Allie and DZ, good morning. Happy Monday. We made it. It's officially February, so that's good news for all you people that were struggling through January. And I know a lot of you probably saw the Grammys last night. A lot of you probably didn't, because I know we get really bored with award shows nowadays. But I've got to tell you, there were a lot of surprises last night, all the way from Beyonce winning for her country album, all the way down to my girl Sabrina Carpenter.
It goes to short and sweet Sabrina Carpenter.
I was so happy for her. She was crying. Aww. I mean, that whole album, just phenomenal. Billie Eilish was up clapping. Taylor Swift was dancing for her. But of course, I think for me, one of the biggest surprises of the night was Beyonce. Listen to this.
Cowboy Carter. Beyonce.
Did we see this one coming? Because I sure didn't. I mean, I'm very open about I'm not a big fan of country music. There's a few I can get down with, but I did not see Beyonce winning for Best Country Song or Album. That just blew my mind last night. So it was a big, big night at the Grammys. Doechii was one of the big winners for Best Rap Album. And the best part was Kendrick Lamar won all 5 of the categories he was nominated in, which made me really happy, because as we went into last night, I was like, Kendrick Lamar better win. And I really thought that Sabrina Carpenter, as long as she's been around, you know, she's been a Disney star forever. A lot of people know that. A lot of people don't realize she's been around since she was a Disney star. Her album, which we play all the time on Kiss, so maybe I'm biased, is phenomenal. I mean, we've had so many good songs off of Short and Sweet, from Espresso to Please, Please, Please. I mean, she made an album of hits. So I want to know, though, truly, though, because I love me some Beyonce. That's my girl. But I am still in shock that she won for Best Country Album last night. I can't even process that. I got a message from a listener who said, and that's the day we knew it was rigged. And I was like, I don't know, because I truly haven't listened to the whole album. So I really can't come in and say, how did she win Best Country Album? Because I don't know. I've only heard, you know, Texas Hold'em, which we played on Kiss for 5 minutes, and then it was gone. So what do we think? Are you surprised Beyonce won in the country category last night? I mean, I found that really surprising. So she made history, though. It was her first Album of the Year award. And, by the way, the first Black woman ever to take home a Grammy in the Best Country Album. Very fitting as we enter Black History Month. I love that. But still surprised about the whole thing. Like, that was not the way I saw. I want Beyonce to win them all. Country Album? I didn't see that coming. Chapel Rowan. One Best New Artist, very deserving. So 414-533-1037. From some of the things you've heard me say to Beyonce winning in the country category, what do we think about the Grammys last night? I want to discuss, okay? Okay. Respectfully, I disagree. 103.7 Kiss FM. I am reading all of your texts coming in about the Grammys last night. Shout out to Sabrina Carpenter, just there, who I think deserved to win Best Album. She's got so many great songs on that album, and I absolutely love it. But whoever texted in and said Chapel Rowan is good, but Benson Boone should have won Best New Artist, absolutely disagree with you. I think Benson Boone is great. I saw Summerfest announced this morning. He's going to be the next headliner at Summerfest, and I'm so excited about that. But Chappell Roan, come on. That album is phenomenal, and I think Chappell Roan absolutely should have won Best New Artist. Either one would have been great, but I get down with her. So, of course, you know, hey, I'm picking her over Benson Boone. All right, we got to go to the phones, because I was just talking about how wild the Grammys were last night when everybody saw Beyonce win for Best Country Album. Like I said, Kendrick Lamar swept all five categories he was nominated in. I was so happy for him. Doechii won Best Rap Album. But let's just start with the Beyonce situation, because, you know, a lot of people are going, huh? Beyonce, lover, should have won for a lot of things she didn't win for, and this is where we're coming out with the country album. Good morning, Byrell in Milwaukee. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I'm glad you called in, because DZ lost his voice, so it's me and you today.
Okay.
He already texted me that he has a lot to say about the Grammys, but we'll talk about it with him when he comes back. So what do you think? I mean, were you happy for Beyonce? I need your thoughts. I need to hear what everybody thinks about last night.
Yes, I was very, very happy that Beyonce won last night.
Okay.
Here's the thing. You know, Beyonce, she's trying to set the bar, kind of letting the industry and the world know that, you know, you don't have to be in, as far as music, I'm a musician myself. As far as music, you don't have to put yourself in a box as far as being in only one genre.
Absolutely.
Genre. Mm-hmm. So I think what she's doing is, I think she wants to put it out there that, you know, do whatever music that you want to do. If you want to do country, do country. If you want to do heavy metal, do heavy metal. Even if you're African American and you don't typically do that type of music, do whatever kind of music that you want to do. You don't have to do just R&B or gospel or rap just because you're African American. Do whatever you want to do.
You know, and that goes. Absolutely. Yes. I receive that. It's a good message that you can do whatever you want. You can break barriers. I mean, we saw that even with Doechii last night when she won Best Rap Album. She said, I'm only the third woman since 1989 to win Best Rap Album, or however many years it's been. So I agree, you can break these barriers, and a lot of walls are in place, especially in Hollywood. I was just surprised. Of all the times Beyonce deserved that award, I didn't see it coming for country. I just didn't see that one. Not going to lie. I was like, this is when Hollywood decided to reward her. But you're right. Maybe it was because she broke barriers and showed everyone that this is possible, and she didn't come from a country background, but was able to make that album. I hear that. I hear what you're saying,
and
Byrell.
I've been following Beyonce for years. There was an interview that she had years ago where she talked about how she hates doing the same thing. You guys can look it up on YouTube. She hates doing the same. It was about maybe 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. She gets bored. She hates doing the same thing. And she's not really, she's not an artist of just a specific genre. Yes, R&B was her home. That's what got her off the ground. But she probably would tell all of us that really, like, I'm whatever genre I want to be. And I think that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
I think people should be encouraged by that.
And you know what? That's where we can keep it positive, where you're right. You know, I don't know anything about country music, so I'm not going to come in here and say so-and-so should have won. Like, I see Kelly in Sussex is like, I thought Post Malone should have won for country album. That was his first. You know, I get it. Everybody's got their opinion. But we should recognize the barrier's broken for sure.
And speaking of Post Malone, artists like Post Malone, they're versatile too. They do different genres.
Absolutely.
So if they can do different genres, how come people kind of like Beyonce can?
Absolutely. So, yeah. All right. Well, thank you for calling. You have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. I love your show.
Aw, thank you. Call again then. Get your own theme song. Bye. All right. Next up on the phone, one of our regulars. Let me pull up your theme song before you say a word this morning, because I'm talking to Julie in Oak Creek. Hi, Julie. Good morning.
Good morning. Wepa. He's not there, so somebody's got to say.
You know what? Buenos dias. Good way to represent for DZ. Thank you very much, girl. Thank you. He lost his voice, so he'll be back as soon as he can. I was shocked Beyonce won, and I love Beyonce, okay? I love her, but I didn't see that one coming. Now, Carl in Indy texted in and said, I'm quite surprised Taylor Swift didn't win anything, if I'm correct. Yeah, people probably thought she would sweep it. I'm not surprised by that, because there were so many good albums this year, from Kendrick Lamar to Sabrina Carpenter. I was not surprised Sabrina beat Taylor, if you want me to be honest. And I love some Taylor Swift. So what did you want to talk about from the Grammys last night, though, Julie? Was it the Beyonce win for country? Was it something else? What do you think?
So I did not watch them, but I...
You don't have to nowadays.
And nothing against Beyonce at all. Yeah. Like, I think she's a fabulous artist. I think she has a wonderful voice, and it's
an amazing career.
Like,
yeah.
Technoed and, like, you know, made into garbage just because of technology and that. Like, she truly has a voice.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've heard several of her songs from the country album, and yeah,
you weren't feeling it.
That was just more of a let's give it to her cuz.
Well, and that's where she looked shocked. I mean, this is what I love about the award shows. You don't have to sit through those long snooze fests anymore. You can just watch the highlights online, which is exactly what I did. Read about them, watched all the winners in the moment, but I didn't sit through the nonsense in between where they draw it out with commercials and all that stuff. No thanks, right? Seeing Beyonce's face when she won, she was shocked. I mean, she didn't see that coming at all. So I'm with you. Do you like country, Julie?
I like all kinds of music. I used to be a wedding DJ, so I kind of have to.
I learned something new about you today. Okay. All right, Julie. Who knew? All right. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Last but not least, Dominique's in Milwaukee. Hi, Dominique.
Morning, Allie.
Morning. Now, I don't know if you saw all of the Grammys. Like I said, there were a lot of things I was happy about. Shocked, though, that Beyonce won for Best Country. What do you think?
I am too. I fully understand the whole breaking barriers thing.
Absolutely.
But, many artists that had pretty solid albums that probably should have won that, and you know, it kind of makes you raise your eyebrow.
About what's going on in Hollywood with these awards? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Especially when Beyonce has had so many amazing albums that she didn't win for. That's what really gets me going. It's not that I'm mad she won Best Country. I'm mad she didn't get the award when she deserved it in the past. And I'm like, this better not be you guys trying to make up for all these years of doing her wrong, you know? But we're never going to know what goes on. We know that other artists, though, Dominique, like Justin Bieber, to name, have pulled out of the Grammys in previous years, saying that they didn't think it was fair, and they thought it was too fixed in Hollywood. So, I'm just saying, let's not forget those things, you know?
And hopefully we don't see more of that going forward, but, you know, I mean, if they need to do it to make a point, then
money talks.
We might be seeing it.
Money talks, right? All right, thank you, Dominique. You have a great day.
No problem. Get better, DZ, and I'll see you tomorrow for day 3.
Ooh, you got this. Get better, DZ.